Hey everyone, it is Kevin Henry, the editor in chief for DoctorByCustman.com, as well as the host of the Dental Assistant Nation podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad you're back with us. And I am also glad to have a returning guest back with us as well. And that is Milo McNeely. Hey Milo, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you? Thank you for
having
me.
Hey, I'm glad to have you back. You know, good to always have a return guest. But before we dive into what you want to talk about today, let's just have you remind our audience who you are and kind of your background.
All right. As you introduced me, my name is Milo McNeely. I am a registered dental assistant. I own my own business. I rebranded the business so I can encompass promoting oral health care. So it was My Tooth Blings, and then I am changing it to Everyday Smiles. Nice. And with Everyday Smiles, I do mobile teeth whitening as well as tooth gyms, but I also promote oral health awareness.
Very cool. Well, I know there's a topic that you really wanted to talk about today, and it's one that, let's be honest, can be a little bit of uncomfort to talk about, especially for dental assistants in the practice, but it is that oral systemic link, and it is between, you know, your oral health and erectile dysfunction, ED.
Yes, yes. Interesting enough, right?
Well, you know, I think it's a message that we need to get out there. But again, it's also a message that I know a lot of dental assistants, that's a tough one to talk about. So I'm interested to hear what you have to say and, you know, any tips that you've got about that as well.
Okay, so this message is for men. You know, if you're between the age of 30 to 50 and beyond, I need your attention. A lot of people don't know that poor oral health, poor oral hygiene, it can impact your sex life. There's been studies that have shown, a strong link between gum disease and erectile dysfunction, and it's increasing over the past 10 years. Some people might ask, well, what is erectile dysfunction or ED? Some people know it as the old man's disease, but basically it's when a man assigned male at birth can't keep an erection firm enough for sexual intercourse. But another name for it is impotence. And that basically pertains to men who have lost their interest in having sex for whatever reason.
All right. So the cat's out of the bag here. We're talking about this subject, which I'm glad that we are, because there's so many links between oral health and overall health. But again, this is one that, you know, can be a little dicey to talk about. And I know, you know, you're really focusing on, obviously, the men who might be listening to this or the dental assistants who, you know, have those male patients. How do we even bring this conversation up? Is it part of the part of the health history? Or what do you think is the best way to even start this conversation in the dental?
So some might be curious on how ED is even explained. And basically, it's when a man becomes sexually aroused that the healthy blood vessels naturally, when widened, increase blood flow throughout the body, which is a process known as vasodilation. But when the blood vessels are damaged by dirty mouths, dilation is reduced, blood flow is decreased and weaker, so therefore it's causing less consistent erections as a result. You know, some causes of ED is trauma, hormonal problems. It could be psychological causes such as anxiety or depression, which can result in the inability to get or maintain an erection. There are also several different types of ED, but the most common that we're aware of is vascular ED, which includes causes that affect the blood vessels. Many of these types also can affect the circulatory system, the nervous system, or even bad oral health issues. Since ED is vascular and bacteria from gum disease can enter the bloodstream. ED can also affect your self-esteem. It can increase stress. It can create anxiety and also damage relationships. Periodontal disease is an inflammatory caused by these bacteria and their byproducts, which make their way into the system circulation due to the compromise. And let me get this right. Epithelium. And basically, epithelium is a thin layer of tissue that covers organs, glands, and other structures within the body. And these byproducts are known to cause tissue damage and initiate immune and inflammatory responses. Most gum diseases come from failure to floss and floss effectively, because there is a certain way of flossing. When there's chronic inflammation, it may lead to death of blood vessel cells in the penis, just as it does in the mouth. Another physical etiology would be atherosclerosis, which is thickening or hardening of the arteries. So basically, it's buildup called plaque in the inner lining of an artery. This can cause arteries to narrow, blocking blood flow, which can affect arteries anywhere in the body. It is associated with periodontal disease, also known as periodontitis or gum disease. And periodontitis is severe inflammation of the gums, smoking, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, age, and obesity. The good thing about ED is that it's treatable. The chief of urology at New York Harlem Hospital said that men used to start coming in their late 40s and 50s, but now they're coming in during their late 30s and their early 40s. And, you know, it's very important to get a true diagnosis to, get the correct treatment, since, again, there are many different types of ED. But doctors will usually run, you know, different tests, or like a urine test, a penile test, even blood test. It also might be recommended to do implant procedure, or even do cardio exercise, take oral medications to help increase the blood flow, or injectable meds that go directly into the penis to create an erection. That sounds so if you get a patient that's, you know, coming in, you know, you definitely want to check the perio. You want to check the gum health and see, you know, what their gum health state is. I don't know on how many medical health history forms is it asked that. But then again, you know, how many dentists and dental assistants are really thinking about that and putting the two together, you know, to put it on there. And then you have some men that are, you know, going to be shy about that.
For sure. Yeah. And to me, you know, we know that erectile dysfunction is one cause, or I should say a problem that goes along with oral systemic health. And if it's not the best, we also know heart disease is in there, Alzheimer's, you know, there's a list of things that go along with making sure that your oral health is impossible. And maybe it's as simple as that, as knowing that whenever you have a patient in your chair that has periodontal disease, that you remind them of the importance of taking care of that, because then everything else is connected to it. Yeah. Is that something that we just casually bring that up without really saying ED, or without, you know, saying something that may cause an awkward conversation, but we can at least open the doorway toward that, do you think?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And as assistants, I don't think you know, just like any other thing on the medical history that might be very personal, you know, whether it's some type of, you know, other medical disease, you know, can be HIV, you know what I mean? Could be a certain STD, you know what I mean? You kind of have to find a way to, I guess, somewhat break the ice, you know what I mean? Make it not so uncomfortable, but comfortable enough that you're able to have, you know, even a small conversation about it, and just kind of letting them know the correlation.
And absolutely, you know, the study that Myla mentioned, we're going to make sure that you have a link to that in the show notes so that you can kind of read up a little bit about the link between ED and oral systemic health. You know, and again, there's countless other things that we know is a cause and effect with oral systemic health. And Myla, I'm just going to say, and you tell me if you agree or not, I believe the dental assistants need to be very knowledgeable about what things could be impacted by oral health, be able to talk about that with patients. And again, not in an embarrassing set, but at least in a knowledge way to say, you know, here's why we, in our practice, we think it's important.
Oh, for sure. Cause I mean, I didn't find this information out, in school or on the job or in my ortho office. It was from research, even correlating to your vision, glaucoma and poor oral health, go together. So just from doing my own research, I was able to find this information. So unless they're, taking continual education courses and they're, you know what I mean? Again,
Yes.
they're thinking about this. Then it's not on the, I don't believe it's on the forefront. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely agree with you. So
But it can be. It definitely can be.
you've got to make the step to make that happen as an assistant.
Right.
You have to, like you said, you found this. So I think other assistants need to be wary of that as well.
But that's a good thing if they have it on the medical history.
Yeah, and if the patient says that he's taking Viagra or is Hims or any of these supplements that are out there that battle ED right now, I mean that's an open conversation I think you can have for sure. Hey, thanks to all of you who listened to this episode of the podcast. You know what? It is important that you're educated because your patients are leaning on you to be that healthcare professional and to know more about it. So until next time, Kevin Henry, host of the Dental Assistant Nation podcast, signing off, wishing you nothing but success ahead.